Do you like telling and hearing secrets? Well, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think they're pretty cool. I mean, when somebody tells you something and you don't want anybody else to know, it's just so, it's really fun. It's so exciting.
You think they're harmless?
Well, I think that mostly they just hurt people, because if it's a secret, why would you want anybody to know it?
So do you think secrets are okay?
Well, I think they're kind of fun, but I think sometimes they can also be pretty stupid. I mean, I do like them most of the time, though.
Some people say that secrets are just gossip.
Well, I think that they mostly hurt people. But if somebody tells you a secret, if they tell you, it's not really a secret anymore, is it?
Well, what do they do?
I think that they're like, they really have no purpose because they can hurt people. And I'm a Christian, so really there's no meaning to doing it.
Well, there's lots of ideas about how good and bad secrets can be. On today's program, Liz learns both the good and the bad of secret telling. Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Tureen is jumping with activity. The entire town is getting ready for the annual Fish Fest, and the entire Lacerda family is getting ready for Linda's big surprise birthday party. Liz is spending his time looking forward to the Fish Fest and trying to keep his mouth shut so he doesn't give away even one tiny little hint about his sister's celebration. But keeping quiet is making Liz feel like a just-about-to-burst balloon. Fortunately, he's allowed to tell his friends about the party, and that's what he does as they walk to school one morning.
I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know.
Ah, bully for you. I know a lot of things you don't know, Liz.
What?
Like about five of the answers on the math quiz yesterday.
Oh, I am so not talking about that kind of stuff, Spike. I'm talking about a secret.
What secret?
Oh, I know. You've been elected Fish Fest King.
Oh, right. Like I want to ride in a parade with some silly girl.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a girl.
Well, yeah, you're a girl, but you're not silly. Anyway, that's not the point. Guess again.
You made the basketball team.
You're getting the new bike you wanted.
You want $1 million?
You're getting an A in an aquarium building?
You know some good gossip about Skink?
No. And don't I wish. Actually, I can tell you guys a secret. I just can't tell my sister.
Well, then just tell us
all. All right. My parents are planning a super surprise party for Linda's birthday. Yeah. They have rented out the water park at Lizard World for 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
All of Linda's friends are invited, and you guys are invited too!
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so cool!
Yeah. But it's really hard for me to keep quiet about the party around Linda. I've almost blown it at least 6 times. Mm. Hey, maybe you guys can help me decide what to get her.
Okay.
Well, she's annoying sometimes, but usually she's an okay big sister.
Mm.
I want to get her a cool present, but I only have a couple of dollars, and I don't have any way to get more.
Well, what does she want?
She wants a new tennis racket. Like, I can afford that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could get her a necklace or a bracelet.
I suppose, but it would have to be something really cheap.
Yeah.
Hey, they're putting up the Fish Fest banners.
Yeah.
The 15th annual Fish Fest will be held Wednesday to Sunday. Once again, we will be sponsoring our largemouth bass contest for lizards age 12 and under.
Hey.
The prize for the biggest fish is $50.
$50?
So start fishing, kids.
Oh, that's it. That's the answer to my problems. All I need to do is catch the biggest fish and win the contest.
Yeah.
Then I can get Linda her tennis racket, and she'll think I'm the greatest brother anybody could ever have.
Yeah, but what if someone else wins?
Oh, please, Spike, don't even go there. I will win.
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
Liz woke early on Wednesday morning to get his fishing stuff ready to go.
Okay, I've got my lures, tackle box, pole, waders, and life jackets, and Grandpa and Ollie said I could use his robot job. Oh, I got it! Hey, Lucille, you ready to go fishing?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? What's going on?
My family is headed into the city. My parents said I have to go with them.
Why?
My dad's interviewing for a new job. The rest of us would look at the sights while he meets the people. And then he's taking us to some fancy restaurant for lunch.
Oh, hi, Lucille.
Lucille can't go fishing, Dad.
I heard. Lucille, I thought your dad's interview was supposed to be a secret.
Oh no, it is. Uh-oh. I forgot. I'm not supposed to tell anyone, and now both you and Liz know.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How did you know, Mr. Lucerta?
Yeah, Dad.
Your dad told me last week, but he also said he didn't want the word to get out.
I know. I shouldn't have said anything.
Okay, I don't get it. That's a secret? I mean, what's the big deal about not telling anybody that?
Well, the big deal is that if my dad doesn't get the new job and his boss finds out about it,
His
boss could get angry and then my dad will be in a big mess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I still don't get it, but I will take your word for it.
The point is, Liz, sometimes telling even a little secret can cause big trouble.
So you're saying it's always wrong to tell a secret? Because,
well,
Dad, you did say I could tell my friends about the birthday party secret.
That's just a secret that we want to keep from Linda, not from everyone attending a party.
I don't get it.
See, if we told Linda about the party, you'd spoil her fun.
Yeah.
But if you told Mr. Monitor's secret, you could cause him and Lucille's family a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, then the answer to my question on whether it's always wrong to tell a secret is, it depends on the secret?
That's right.
Okay.
Telling secrets can hurt, but sometimes not telling a secret can hurt.
What?
Sometimes bad stuff happens because you keep quiet.
But, Dad, how do you know which secrets are okay to tell and which ones aren't?
Well, I can tell you that if my dad's secret gets out, it could get him fired.
Ooh. Okay, well, then that's a secret I definitely won't tell. I promise.
Liz and Spike gathered up their stuff and headed for Critter Lake. Unfortunately, most of the other kids in town were already there. Grandpa Anoli's boat was exactly where he promised to leave it, and they were on their way.
Last year's winning fish was 7 pounds something.
Yeah.
You think we could beat that?
I sure hope so. I gotta get that money for Linda's present.
Hey, so, how come Lucille didn't come with us? Yesterday she was all excited about fishing.
She had to go somewhere with her parents. Hey, watch out for that canoe!
Sorry.
Man, there must be 100 boats out here today.
Man, I'll tell you what, if I were a bass, I wouldn't be in this lake, that's for sure.
Here, hand me that rubber worm lure thing.
Here.
Grandpa says it's the best bait for catching largemouth bass.
Here, bass. Liz has a great big gooey bunch of rubber worm for you to buy.
You know, Spike, I don't think he's listening to you. Hey, wait!
What?
Wait, I got something!
You do?
I got
Hit
something!
It. Pull it in!
I'm pulling! Oh, this is
I'll
a big one, Spike! This is a winner! This is...
An old mug? You hooked the handle of a largemouth coffee mug.
Well, it's large enough to hold lots of water. See?
Oh, hey! So it's a water fight you want,
No,
huh?
not Spike. It'll scare the fish.
What fish?
Hey, well...
Believe me, any fish that were in this lake were scared off a long time ago by all these boats.
Come on, there's gotta be some fish around here. Let's row out farther.
All right. But I still owe you a splash.
Yeah, you wish.
Spike rowed and Liz fished, but after 4 hours on the water, the only thing they had to show for it was an old mug, which they stared at when they got back to Spike's front yard.
You know, it's really not that bad of a mug. I mean, it would be pretty nice if it was clean and everything.
Okay, Spike, I am not a quitter. The prize is too important. I need that money.
Come on, what chance did we have with 1 million kids on the lake?
Well, Grandpa said we could have his boat again tomorrow.
There'll be 1 million kids out there again tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a soda pop?
Yeah, sure, orange.
You got it. Hey, Lucille, soda?
Sure, grape.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, a little while ago.
So, is your dad gonna take that new job?
Nah, once he talked to the boss there, he decided he didn't want it.
Oh, good. I don't want you moving away.
thanks. That's nice to say.
Hey, I'm used to you. I don't want to have to break in a new friend.
It was so touching.
So all the secrecy was for nothing, huh?
Well, not for nothing. The secrecy was important at the time.
Yeah. Hey, here's your sodas. Secrecy about what?
No, oh, nothing. So did you guys snag a winning bass?
No, just the elusive largemouth coffee mug.
Bummer.
Yeah, but at least it was more than the other billion kids out on the lake snag.
Yeah.
And Liz wants to go back out there tomorrow.
Look, I'm not giving up. All we need is a plan.
All we need is a new lake. Wow. One with about a zillion less kids on it.
First a billion, now a zillion.
Yeah, we're a growing town.
I've got an idea.
Always dangerous.
Hey, now hear me out. I think I know where the fish are.
Is there a song by that title?
Oh, would you listen to me? Remember that inlet on the far side of the lake?
Yeah.
I'll bet you the fish went there.
What?
Would fish stay in an inlet?
Well, okay, so we follow the inlet till it dumps out into a pond or a pool. Fish galore.
Whoa. Hold on there, big guy.
What?
You know where that inlet leads?
No.
Dead Lizard Swamp.
Dead Lizard Swamp? Oh, you guys, you can't go there.
Why not?
Because no one in his right mind would go there.
Why?
It's full of nothing but mud and gunk and big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of bass.
That's
gotta be where all the fish are hiding. Bass like to hide in seaweed. I saw this thing on TV once, and that's what the guy said.
Listen to me, Liz. Lizards have disappeared in that swamp, never to be seen again.
Have you ever talked to one?
How can I talk to a lizard that's disappeared? Use your head, Liz.
Oh, come on. It's all a lot of scary, made-up stories.
Have you ever been to Dead Lizard Swamp?
No.
Do you know anyone who has been there?
No.
Exactly my point.
Exactly what point, Spike? You don't know about any lizards who've actually died there, either.
Well, no, but I do know the place is full of scary, creepy stuff.
And the biggest bass that will help me win first prize.
Are you serious?
Does it look like I'm kidding? I gotta catch that fish.
Liz.
I'll split it with you.
What?
First prize. If I catch the biggest fish, I'll split the $50 with you.
Oh, Spike, don't. No.
Right down the middle, Liz?
Right down the middle, Spike.
Spike.
Hold on, Lucia. Let me think here.
Spike, $25 is an awful lot of money. Mm-hmm. Come on, Spike. What do you think?
Well, if you put it like that,
no.
Then you got yourself a deal.
You'll go?
I'll go for the money.
All right. Thanks, Spike.
Hey, I got to go eat supper. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, Lucille.
Bye. Liz, you can't do this.
Oh, sure we can. We got the boat and the gear and the know-how.
Liz, no one ever goes to Dead Lizard Swamp.
No one except that prize-winning bass.
Seriously, come on. You know it's dangerous. You can't go there.
Oh, Lucille, I need that money. You could come with us, you know.
I don't think so.
Okay, but when we come back with a bunch of fish and an exciting adventure to tell, don't say we didn't invite you
along. Don't worry, I won't.
Well, good.
What do you think your parents are going to say about this?
Nothing. Because they're not going to know about it.
You're not even going to tell them?
No, and neither are you.
Think again.
Lucille, you can't. You have to promise me.
What?
You have to promise me you'll keep this secret.
Liz,
I kept your secret, Lucille. We'll be in the boat the whole time. If we get in trouble, we'll just turn around and row back out. Come on, Lucille.
Okay. I'll keep your secret. You took mine.
Thank you, Lucille. You are the best.
Yeah, but you guys be careful.
Hey, careful is my middle name.
Right. Oh,
I gotta go.
See ya. Oh, boy.
What's your favorite Liz and Friends song? Walk in the Way of Love? Leap of Faith?
Take a leap of faith and accept God's grace.
Maybe it's Mess Up, Fess Up.
If you mess up, you must fess up.
You must fess up.
He'll be faithful to forgive and cleanse your heart. If you mess up.
Now, where do you go to download and listen to your favorite Liz and Friends songs? Spotify? Nope. iTunes? They don't have them. How about YouTube then? Not there either. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to find all your favorite songs, like Who We Are.
Shining the light of the morning star, make it clearer, be a mirror of the glory of God.
God is in control.
God will never leave you when he cannot keep you.
And about 32.
Anytime your heart is heavy from what you did or you forgot to do, you just do your part and say it from your heart. Try Route 32.
Download or listen to them. And they're all free from Kids Corner.
The next morning, Liz and Spike again got up early and headed for the inlet at Critter Lake.
Ah, perfect day for fishing.
Oh, you got it. Perfect day for catching a bass and winning the fish fest contest.
Yeah, but just like yesterday, everyone else thinks it's a perfect fishing day, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a different quadrillion, kids, or the same quadrillion?
I don't know. I don't care. Look, just keep heading for Dead Lizard Swamp. Don't waste any time.
No, all the fish could have come back to this lake during the night.
Forget it, Spike. We agreed to go to the swamp, and the swamp is where we're going. Just keep thinking of that $25.
Yeah. $25.
See? This isn't so bad.
You know, I don't think that this little creek is the problem. It's the swamp that's the problem.
Oh, come on, Spike. What can happen to us? We're in a boat. Like I said, if we run into trouble, we'll just turn around and go back.
Turn around where?
Okay, so we'll row backwards and back out.
I think we officially can say we're in Dead Lizard Swamp. Man, this place is very scary.
It is kind of spooky back here.
You see any dead lizards?
Not yet, no.
What was that? Oh. Is that a lizard tail?
Relax. It's a tree branch.
Oh, man, that's it. We're getting out of here.
No, we are not. Stop rowing right now. I haven't even fished yet. Remember the $25.
Oh, man. All right. I'll give you 10 minutes, and then it is back to civilization.
All right, deal.
I wonder where the dead lizards
are. Oh, would you stop with the dead lizard stuff, Spike? It's just the name of the place. Come on.
My oar is stuck in the seaweed.
Spike, Spike, I got something.
What is it?
It's a live one, I'm sure of it. Oh,
fish?
The prize-winning fish is arrived. Oh,
pull it in.
I'm trying.
Oh, I'll get the net. I see it.
It's a large bass.
Yes.
It's a giant.
Oh, man.
It's got to be at least 8 pounds.
Oh, finally.
Okay, quick, get the bucket.
Here.
Oh.
Man.
Look at him. Oh, man, sweet. That only took 4 minutes, too.
Yeah, great. Now let's get out of here.
Hey, you know what, Spike? I bet we could get another one if we tried just a little longer.
No,
and even bigger fish.
Oh,
no.
You got your fish. It's a big one.
Oh, come
and we
on,
are
Spike.
Getting...
It's...
Whoa. What was that noise?
I don't know.
Isn't that a beaver house?
You know, I couldn't tell you. Do beavers eat lizards?
I don't know, and I'm not waiting around to find out. What is it?
A beaver! A lizard-eating beaver! It's looking right for us! Get the horn moving! Come on!
I'm trying! I can't get the boat moving!
Spike, come on!
I really, really can't!
I think we're
stuck here forever!
Okay, all right, think. There's got to be something we can do.
I'm open for suggestions.
We could scream for help.
Who would hear us?
I don't know anybody! What difference does it make as long as somebody hears us?
Okay. On the count of three.
On three.
Yell with all your might.
All right, okay.
One, two, three.
Help!
Help us! Help! Anybody there?
Oh, man, we're too far
away.
There are too many kids out on the lake making noise.
Oh man,
nobody knows we're here. Well, except for Lucille, but I told her not to tell anybody.
Oh, that helps.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Come on.
We'll either be attacked by lizard-eating beavers,
sink
in quicksand, or starve.
Oh, no.
We're doomed to rot away out here in the bog.
Spike, I mean...
I can see the headlines in the Tarine Times. 2 more lizards die in Dead Lizard Swamp.
Way to keep your spirits up there, Spike.
Spike and Liz sat in the middle of Dead Lizard Swamp all morning. Liz prayed and Spike thought. They were still thinking and praying at lunchtime.
Oh, man, I'm hungry. I need food.
Well, did you bring anything to eat?
Of course not. I figured we'd be home by now. Here, hand me my backpack. Maybe I left something in there for the picnic last week.
Anything?
Well, Two raisins and a potato chip crumb.
Oh, how appetizing. This is all your fault, you know.
Hey, you came with me. Nobody twisted your arm.
Yeah, well, I might just twist your head off if we don't get out of here soon.
Look, Spike, we can't fight right now. We gotta figure this out.
I know.
Well, at least we got a fish.
So what? No one knows we have a fish.
Oh, come on, Spike. We will get out of here. Just hang on.
What's that?
The beaver's back.
The lizard-eating beaver? We gotta get out of here, Liz.
Spike, keep still. You're rocking the boat.
I gotta get out of here.
Sit down, Spike.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No.
Spike. Whoa.
Help, Liz.
Spike. Oh, the bucket. It fell overboard. My fish.
I can't touch bottom.
Wait, hold on, Spike. Grab my hand.
I can't reach it.
Grab my hand.
Don't let the beaver get me, please.
Spike, don't worry about the beaver. It's really eating my fish. Okay, all right. Grab the oar, Spike. Grab the oar.
Got it.
All right, okay, I'm pulling you in. Come on.
Hurry. There might be more beavers out here.
Spike, grab my hand. Grab it. Okay, hold on to me. I got you.
Thanks, Liz. You saved my life.
It's all right.
Oh, man, the fish, the bucket, my 25 bucks. It's all...
Yeah, it's all gone. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can catch another one.
I think all the splashing kind of scared him away.
Oh.
Besides, Spike, we got no more bait.
Maybe I could just lean over and try to snap.
Would you stop that? You're tipping the boat again, Spike. Look, just sit still.
But we still can't get out of here, Liz.
Come on,
we're goners.
No.
Goners.
Liz! Bye!
Dad? Hey. Spike, that's my dad!
Yeah, help!
Hey,
boys, hold on.
Dad,
saved from dying in dead lizard swamp.
Hi, guys. Is Linda here yet?
No, but she should be here soon. I don't think she knows anything about the party. Oh, she's gonna die with surprise.
Don't even mention the word die, Liz.
Oh,
I thought we were both dead yesterday.
Yeah.
I told you going to Death Lizard Swamp was a crazy plan. Did you get in trouble?
Well, Dad said he thought we'd already had enough punishment. He did make us promise never to go back there again, though.
I wouldn't go back if you paid me $100, much less $25.
Yeah. I'm just glad you told Dad where we were, Lucille.
I remembered what your dad said about when it was right to keep a secret and when it was right to tell one.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured this was one of those times when it was right to tell a secret.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dad said it was okay to talk if somebody would get hurt if you kept quiet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I know two lizards were about to get very hurt in that swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a ton for talking.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Lucille.
Hey, I'm used to you. I didn't want to have to break in a new friend.
Oh, here comes Linda.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Yes, it is a surprise!
Hey, did you know we were planning this?
No! I didn't even have a hint!
Okay, Linda, I have a very special present for you.
What?
Here.
Oh, wow, beautiful flowers!
Yeah.
Oh, hey, where'd you find this cool old mug?
Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah, a very long story.
Proverbs 11, verse 13 says, "Those who talk about others tell secrets, but those who can be trusted keep things to themselves." Isn't it great that God talks about secrets in the Bible? That shows secrets are important. You just have to be careful to figure out when to keep quiet and when to tell, like Liz and Lucille learned on today's program. It can be very tough to know when to keep a secret and when to tell it, but a good rule is to ask yourself if someone will be hurt by your action. In other words, ask yourself, if I tell this secret, will someone be hurt? Or if I don't tell this secret, will someone be hurt? If the answer to either question is yes, then you probably shouldn't do those things. Above all, you should always pray that God will show you the right answer and give you the courage to do the right thing.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Linda Weedle. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.